Well, Larry, it's weakened a little bit, but still a very powerful Category 3 hurricane. And I think the best analog to this is probably Hurricane Audrey back in 1957. We're really becoming concerned with the storm surge flooding here, still near into the east or where the center cross of the coast. And if it stays on track here towards the Texas-Louisiana border, we'll likely have 15 feet of storm surge along the coastline to the east here. Cameron, Louisiana is right here, and that water is going to be pushed all the way up Calcasieu Lake, possibly up the Calcasieu River there towards the Lake Charles area, and that's you know, over 25 miles away from the coastline. And you know, if it goes in a little bit to the west of that, well, then the Sabine Lake and the Port Arthur area will get the highest storm surge.
What weakened it?
Well, we're really not sure exactly yet, but we had been forecasting to come down, and the water temperatures are not quite as favorable as they were over the central Gulf of Mexico. The upper level environment is also not as favorable, but we sure don't want to minimize this, because remember Isabel, 2 years ago, it weakened from a Category 5 down to a Category 2 hurricane, yet we had tremendous storm surge flooding and power outages from that wind as it moved inland.
It can't pick up, though, from a Category 3 to a 4 when it hits land, can it, or can it?
No. Once it makes landfall here, the winds will start going down. But what we're, a couple of things that we're concerned with here. This red area you see behind me represents the most likely area of hurricane force winds, and that'll likely hit up towards probably Lufkin, Texas. But we don't have to have hurricane-force winds to cause trees to fall down and power outages, as we learned in Isabel and other hurricanes. So I would expect power outages over a pretty large area there. And then after 2 to 3 days, the steering currents are forecast to just collapse, and it may sit around there and cause some very, very heavy rains over portions of extreme eastern Texas and western Louisiana.